host Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis-Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis-Matz to News for the Soul.
All right, challenges with the line today in the switchboard. Let's see if we've got Brenda on. Brenda, are you there?
I am, Nicole. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I guess we'll just roll with it. Whatever shows itself is meant to be, right?
Yes, indeed. So I'll hand the floor over to you to reintroduce yourself and your show and what's up for today.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Brenda Davis-Matz. I'm a Reiki master, light language channel. I love essential oils, and I'm an avid outdoors gal. And I use my abilities, both natural and some learned, to assist others, people, animal, and nature on their journey of connected living. So it is about how you connect to the world around you. All of our visuals are different with that. And everyone's journey is so unique to themselves. We are all connected, but no two paths are alike. So I love assisting individuals, animals, nature. I mean, it could be the trees, whatever. I love connecting everybody to their true divine source. So I'm so excited to have you here with me tonight, wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for joining me, and welcome. December, wow, we are in the last month of 2021, and I don't know about you guys, but it's been a monster roller coaster. You know, looking at this roller coaster, I had this really interesting visual that my guide gave me, showing me this analogy that we chose to get on that roller coaster. And I mean, sometimes I think, wow, did I really say yes to that? And yes, I most certainly did, as you did as well. So when you do get on it and you feel pulled around and not in control of where the roller coaster is going, it's really a matter of perspective. And when you can engage with a different perspective and how that roller coaster is moving, you can actually then enable new choices, new direction, and new visualizations to understand the path and direction that other flows are going so that you can accommodate accordingly. I was really guided to speak about the December energies of peace and coordinating that with release. And then we're going to be moving into a stage of rebirth after the first of the year. But December is packed with a lot of energy moving. And, you know, not just astrologically, but as I'm feeling it, the way that the earth is connecting, she's really, Gaia is putting out those signals. And it is time for us to connect into those signals officially, fully, and without hesitation. And many of us have been on this sort of quiet step of maybe not, it kind of feels like eggshells, you know, with the stories of the world around us with whether it's COVID or vaccinations or, you know, whatever these big narratives are in the outer world. And we as light workers, healers, have been quiet and allowing things to play out. And that's perfectly fine. But for many of us, what's happening is now it's time for us to fully step in our truth, engage in conversation, and speak who we are in the place of our personal power. And that is actually in perfect alignment with how Gaia's energies are unfolding, how galactic, galactic energies are unfolding. I kind of like that that throat chakra twinge, you know, when I said galactic. There's been a lot of maneuvering around that, and that is actually some of the energy at play here. So we are connecting deeper into our galactic knowing, our galactic heritage. So you've heard me speak about that in the past, and it's just going to become more prevalent as the days, weeks, months, and years go on. So I was guided to going back to the original topic I was guided to talk about with peace. You know, when I kind of look back and I see November, I've always thought about gratitude in November. And December, it's really about peace. It's about the culmination of events throughout the year, coming to the end of that, and then the December solstice, where, you know, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, our days begin to get longer. And life begins to come back into this setting of rebirth. So, and the sun rises. But in between that, there's a lot of relief. And these are the finer points where, as we've moved through the year, many issues, topics, stories in our lives have surfaced, whether we were aware that they were there or not. And as they've surfaced, we've been asked to release them, to allow them to move on, because they are dragging the energy, the frequency of where you're intending to go down. So letting those go, it's imperative. And if you've been going, kicking, and screaming in that resistance to release, you, I'm sure, have felt the pressure of that. And we are being required. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is just a matter of it either is or it isn't. We are required to release that which no longer serves. And especially if we're going to make it through to the ascension path that we are choosing to take. So that roller coaster can feel super exhilarating. Or it can be like, oh, my God, why did I get on this ride? And you're hearing that chink, 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 chink before the next hill. And you're just thinking, oh, my God, what was I thinking? But when you connect to yourself and release that which no longer serves and see yourself as a key player and choosing to take that roller coaster, you can throw your hands in the air and go, woohoo, what a wild ride. Here we go. And take it on, and then your maneuverability will change. You will no longer feel like you've got whiplash going around a turn. You will be ahead of that turn before that cart takes you in that momentum around the bend. So very, very powerful energies for the month of November. And especially, you know, December, the holiday season, and having those kinds of stories, if you're comfortable with the holidays or not, or if you're conflicted with whether it's religion or family or how the material world may feel to you. You know, if you're just waking up and you begin to see how everything has been materialized, it is it's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. But as you navigate through it, what I've personally come to realize is the peace within. So while the chaos is in the outer world and the hustle and bustle of whatever, I just come back into my own inner sanctuary and find the peace and understanding that supports me through what could potentially be a difficult time. And I used to have many of those. I was very uncomfortable for many years with how Christmas was just made materialized. And, it, you know, I've never really been what I would call a religious person, very spiritual. And I look at it from a very innately spiritual place. and to connect deeper into who I was really allowed me to find that inner peace that's so important at this time. And also, too, with the inner peace, you really need to try to hone yours, because the energies that are playing out require you to have a little bit of a different state of awareness, a deeper state of awareness. Specifically, I could talk about December 4th. There's a lot of aspects going on in December. And, you know, you can go to Molly McCord. You can go to Pam Gregory. I love Braca Goldsmith. Those are wonderful astrologers that talk about the energies of December. And you can find them on YouTube. But what I've been guided to discuss specifically is the solar eclipse on the 4th, and very much in relationship to who we are as energy centers, how we are emanating our frequencies on the planet. December 4th is a very important time, and solar eclipse. Sun, solar, your light, allowing your light to eclipse and create. And this is also very important because we're ushering in a new time, this dawning of the age of Aquarius. This is the stepping into the golden age. And as we do that, our frequencies reflect that. So this solar eclipse on December 4th, it has been suggested, I saw it from, actually, believe it or not, it was a guy on TikTok, and I can't remember what he went by, but it was a suggestion, and it kind of blew up. So if you're a TikToker, you might have seen a few of these posts. But to find a ley line on the planet, if you are close to one, excellent. If you are not, there are steps I'll give you to work with that. But December 4th, the solar eclipse, there is an intention for each of us that are holding light for the planet, for the wonderful things to be, for the healing, for the release of, you know, these old stories, these old narratives, to step into our power as who we are on these ley lines. And the ley lines will assist us in connecting to each other and amplifying our energy so that our intention is amplified on the planet. And we will be creating this new world through a very heavy dose of intention and beautiful energy supporting that. So keep that in mind. I fortunately live just a couple of miles from one, but if you are not that close to one, and actually, interestingly enough, where I am, I'm in the Tetons and the Rocky Mountains, and there are actually four different types of ley lines that cross over my area specifically, but one is literally like just 2 miles down the road. So that'll be super fun to connect with and feel that. But again, if you are not with in proximity of being able to do that, remember, we are all energy. We're all frequency. So you can connect to ley lines just through the intention and the guided intention. And some steps to do that, you can pull up a map. If you go, I do a lot of my other types of research on DuckDuckGo. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but DuckDuckGo, you can download that app on your phone, and it is a different search engine other than Google. And you will find there you can put in ley line map, and that will come up for you. I was trying to actually pull up mine here. Let's see. Yeah, maps.leyline. And then what's neat about that is you can actually go in and zoom in on your area on the globe, pull up the data, and then just there's several ways to scroll down through the data, and then there's a little eye next to it, and it'll have numbers next to it once you begin to select different information, different data. And you can look to see where those lines intersect you, and you might be surprised that you may have some type of planetary grid around where you are. So if not, you can pick something that just draws you to it and focus on that and send your energy to it on December 4th. And I do think there was a time, but really there is no such thing as time when you're dealing with energy. And we just are all one, all. And I want to say all the time, but at once. So keep that in mind, your intention and understanding and looking at that. And it's super fun to play with too. And if you're not familiar with what ley lines are energy centers throughout the globe. And there are many historic sites such as the Pyramids of Giza, Göbekli Tepe, other places that have energetic lines through them, other locations that have energetic lines through them connecting around the planet. And it's a very powerful way if you want to connect back into Gaia, utilizing the ley lines. Oftentimes when I would drive cross country, I would get a migraine on either end of the trip based on how where I went in the country and how I was affected by the ley lines. Some of them are masculine, some of them are feminine, some of them really pack a punch, others are a little bit more gentle. So keep that in mind, and maybe you're someone that has driven cross country and had some stressors that didn't seem like you would feel stressed, but in fact, you know, on one end of the trip or the other, you might have had a headache or even through the trip. So keep that in mind. You might be very in tune to ley lines. So, all right. The other date I was guided to discuss is the solstice and how the culmination of a lot of these energies finalize then, and then our days, if you're in the northern hemisphere, become longer. If you're in the southern hemisphere, I believe they could start to get a little shorter, but it's that transition period, that new season, and allowing for the new energies to come in, and going back into frequency. We will not be able to take the frequencies that no longer serve. So the release between now and then is needs to be finalized if you can. And even if you are in a situation where you're working out an issue with another person, it's more important, I feel, for you to be more in touch with where you are on that path, that journey of release in that situation for yourself. And they're accountable for their energies as well. But for you to understand that this is for you to release so that you can relax, so that you can come into true peace. And December is full of opportunity for that, and it's going to also have some challenge. I would like to share a visual vision that I was given. It, actually, I would call it more of a memory. And it has to do with, on a galactic level, with my Andromedan history. And I'm just becoming more familiar with it. But through this visual, I was actually working with another individual. And the vision I had was, as an Andromedan, I felt young. And their reference, is my understanding, the reference of aging is different to what ours is. And I would say I was talking to what seemed to be my grandfather or that kind of energy. And he was explaining to me in this it was just sort of there in the air. It was holographic, but it I don't really know where it came from, but it was just sitting in the space there. And it was the planets, and it was the circular motion. So if you drew a circle from the inside out and just made it larger and larger, it showed how all of the planets were connected, and the galaxies were there, and they were just moving in this connected pattern. And how they looked seemed to be so in sync. And everything affects everything. Everything goes into everything, goes into everything. And they were all in the cyclical properties of their frequencies. And off to the right I was shown this image of what would be called the grand attractor or the great attractor. And as he described it to me, it amplifies what is in your heart. What is it you want? What do you want to manifest? The great attractor. So keep that in mind, because it's my understanding, and I really am not too familiar with it. It was just this visual that came through that I think was validated through the course of kind of researching what that was. But you can go, like I said, to the different astrologers and find that information on the, I believe it's the great attractor. So what it does is it amplifies what is in your heart. And if there is something that you want to create and do and move into and evolve or ascend, now is your time to really begin to draw that energy in, because the opportunity is there to grow whatever you want to grow, to manifest whatever you want to make. And it was so enlightening to feel your heart just produce whatever it was you wanted to create. It was such a gift. And we're moving, and I've said this before, we are gaining momentum in our ability to create and manifest. And along the way, we're being asked to clear out those negative aspects or those other ways of thinking that do not serve the intended path we wish to go. So it's really pressurizing the cabin. And your ears might feel like they're popping, and it may be incredibly uncomfortable at times, but it is for you. It is for you. It's not happening to you. It is happening for you. So keep that in mind as you navigate these energies. And remember, too, we're still on this cusp of change. You know, as we usher in the age of Aquarius and this golden age, there is a breakdown. There's sort of that... I think of the goddess Kali, that destruction energy that is happening planetarily, individually, collectively, and those are things we just have to begin to let go. So focusing on where it is that you want to go and putting the energy in that direction is going to be of not only the utmost importance, but the place where you'll find the most support. And the more you do that, the more support will be around you. It's just the way that the energies work. And also, you're being pressurized as well to discern clearer. And so in the past, you might have been feeling like you needed to be told what to do. Well, now what you're doing is you're stepping into the empowerment of knowing what to do and what is right for you. And we have a whole range of choices in our experiences to maneuver through, engage in, and allow. But your individual path is unique to you. What you choose is very unique to you. And you're learning to discern that so that you know what's right for you ultimately. All right. Just for everyone's understanding, I was bringing in the Reiki prior to the show beginning. So if you've been feeling maybe a little bit more relaxed or even a heightened state of awareness, there are many different fluctuations in the energy someone can feel from just the Reiki being applied. So it is the Holy Fire Reiki and incredibly wonderfully powerful to use. But I hope you've been enjoying it. So I just wanted to mention that in case you needed some validation on how you're feeling about things. All right. I'm just checking out my notes here. Let me check in. Nicole, are the lines up or we still need to keep rocking on?
We're going with the flow today.
Okay. Got it. All right, so I guess I will just keep going on here. With regard to how you navigate into your peaceful place, take a moment and feel yourself ground. Think about that word, ground, grounding, connecting into your feet, connecting into your earth star chakra that is beneath your feet, and feeling that root deeply into Gaia. Feel those roots just going right beneath that chakra into the earth. And she's just taking it in. She loves it. Excellent. And notice how you feel with that. Notice how your body may emanate a peaceful place. You might feel a little bit more relaxed. It brings you a little bit more out of your head and into your body. If you feel like you're still in your head, just affirm hanging up the phone, if you're on a conversation, closing the door, pulling down a window, pulling down a blind, whatever that feels right for you, just allow yourself to just turn off the conversation, the radio stations, if there's a tune playing in your head over and over. It'll be there when you look at it later. Just let it go. Feel the peace. As you close those doors, notice how your mind, the clutter in your mind just begins to settle. And you notice your eyes begin to relax, your cheeks, your face, your neck, shoulders, arms, fingers, all over your hands, just relax, coming into your chest, solar plexus, abdomen, hips, legs. And just allow that energy to flow down, back down your legs, your knees, your feet, back down through that earth star chakra into Gaia. Releasing any and all friction, tension, mental, emotional, physical clutter. Just let it go. Let it just drain right off. Notice how you feel from that. The more you can practice this type of awareness, the stronger you'll become when faced with adversity. Some things that I feel coming up for individuals, I would summarize as fearful, fear. If you're fearful, you will be full of fear. But if you're peaceful, you will become full of peace. Again, it is in the perspective of an individual. Your point of view, your point of reference. And if you're feeling relaxed now, you can reconnect to this sensation anytime, especially the more you practice. Just feeling that. And if you need to listen to the replay to go back through those few little steps, do it until you become comfortable. Now, allow yourself to release whatever it is, whatever stories, issues that are playing out in your world. Just release them, like balloons that you just let go into the sky. Your guides are there to help you with them. Light is there to take them. Your only necessity is peace. Excellent. Excellent. I felt a few of you there really wanting to drift off. And if you have, that's totally fine. That's your way of getting out of your way so that you can work with the energy. And keep that in mind. If you are trying to do some meditation or do some different exercises and you tend to fall asleep, there's just some deep work there that you're doing. So good job. If there is something bigger that you feel like is looming over you and you need to release, these are also steps to just go into very specifically and find 5 minutes. Even if you're at the office and, you know, you feel like all of this chaos is coming up, go to the bathroom and hang out in a stall. I promise you, nobody's going to bug you there for 5 minutes or 2 minutes. Regain your composure. Find your balance. Find your grounding. Hold your peace. We in the realm of light are now coming into the culmination where the next stage is coming into being, and we are being required to hold our light stronger and longer than we've ever really had to do before. And we're clearing out, and actually how you know you're doing this is if you've been running up against some stuff, or maybe you just did a monster clearing and you feel as free as a little bird, and if you have, awesome, awesome job. But for those of us that still might be bumping up against some of these old stories, issues, whether they're health or mind, body, spirit based, it's across the board. But the ultimate goal is for us to be able to hold our light longer and remain stronger. And some have been in a state of rest. And we've needed that. We felt like our light really didn't need to shine as much. We were sort of holed up at home, if you will. I'm very much an introvert at times. I love being at home by myself, and I'll actually take the conscious step to imagine my light emanating across the planet. And if I'm working with individuals or personally or creating my artwork or out in nature, I'll take that time to connect to the collective and shine my light that way. So maybe that's something for you. If you feel like you just can't get out and aren't ready to, that's perfectly fine. Shine where you can. But just know that our ultimate goal is to shine stronger and longer than we're used to doing. And the more we do it, we will gain strength. We are gaining momentum. And this is a beautiful time that we are going to see the payoff that we've been looking for. And to feel yourself own your light, your words, your truth, it's going to be so validating for so many, if not all of us, that have had past lives where, you know, we tried to speak the truth and we were either burned at the stake or, you know, our tongues cut out or, you know, whatever horrible thing that happened back then, we never stopped, and we're here now, and we get to speak our truth, and your truth is going to shine the light on the planet, connecting to Gaia fully, and harnessing that energy that we then shine out into the cosmos. And when that really does culminate and come to pass, that is when our galactic connections will begin to transform multidimensionally, universally, across all time and space intensely. And it is going to come in like a flood. And I want to back up because several people can be triggered by the term flood. We've had that in the past. But this is different. And yes, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We do have some big earth changes coming up. We do have some rocking and rolling that we have to deal with. But again, going back to the analogy of the roller coaster, use your discernment and understanding that you signed on for that path and that it is happening for you. You are one. We are one. And what happens to you happens to me. What happens to me happens to you. We are, again, we are all one. We are one particle. in source, of the source. And if that doesn't tweak your noodle a little bit, you are a universe in and of yourself. So everything goes into everything, into everything. It's the Fibonacci sequence. It's those, you know, beautiful spiral casings that just, you keep looking and it just keeps going and going. We are all one. We're all connected. So keep that in mind as you navigate this beautiful December. It is such a gift to look at where you are. And for many, you have come a long way. There is this culmination point on December 4th that is allowing for that light to truly flip on, no longer using the dimmer switch where you accommodate the energy of the moment. This is where you just get to be your brightest self. And you will be truly badass because you are coming into that which you are. And you're meant to do that because there are so many that are going to need to see that light coming up. And again, this is all cyclical, all a part of it. So as certain things change, fall away, flood, those things, don't get caught up in the fear of how it's maneuvering, because what you do is, again, if you're fearful, you will be full of fear. You will create it. But if your intention is to be peaceful, healthful, then those are the things you'll bring into your life, into the energy and the world around you. And you'll also connect to others in that same way. So turn your light on and allow your tribe to connect to you, and you connect to your tribe, and see that where you are coming from, you are needed in your space at this time. Your placement could not be more perfect. Even if there's cataclysmic chaos or collective chaos around you at this time, it is your mission to go through that and find the peace and love within amidst the chaos and churning. And when you do that, you will bring so many others with you. And for that, I am so grateful to be with you on that journey. All right, let me check in one more time with Nicole. You still rolling? All right. It sounds like there's a lot of things happening on behind the scenes. Okay. So as the Reiki continues.
Sorry, can you hear me now, Brenda?
I can.
Yeah, we're having challenges with the board. So, but we've got about 14 minutes to the top.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I will just keep going on then. I'm going to do a light language transmission. All right, everybody. So the Reiki has been working, and you may find some different feelings in your body, maybe how you're seeing things, feeling things, what it feels like for you. And again, every experience is unique to the individual. And just know that that is coming through for you. This light language is very similar in the sense that it is unique to you. How you receive it into your surroundings is incredibly unique to you. And if you were in a room full of people and everybody is receiving the same transmission, everyone is receiving different information for them, even if it's the same wording. So that's actually one of the things I love most about the light language and even the Reiki. You receive what you need, and your higher self, your body, your team of light all know what's right for you and assist you accordingly in how you pick up on it. So see what you notice, and we love feedback. If you guys have any information you want to share about your experience, email. And go ahead and send in your email. But all right, let's get ready for the light language transmission. I'm just allowing the energy to come through. Feel if you're in a place where you can just be with the transmission as it comes through. That is very helpful. If you're not, don't worry about it. You're getting what you need at the time. All right. I'm being guided to remind you to ground, recognizing your body, your mind, your spirit, all connected. Recognizing the space above you, connecting you to the heavens, to the higher realms, to the all that is, and then the space beneath you, to Gaia, to the planet, to the frequency that you are emanating from. Narahia, sahino karahia maknekia shatia wahuna. Eya nekia tohu ea shaina kema. Ahina krahito ea siki ea shakoya natia matuka. E wahuna kia shashaina tarahia. Maknarahia hea wakino erahia. Radna tarahia mahushatia wa. Arahia no karahia saia shakami anti iarahi kini ta uta. Shewa tiknai mate. Uhu nai wachua samate hoa nikia cha. Arahia naktarahia washi ti ia watu umanati. Uhu manati washi atakaina. Aheragia nakti iarahi no krohutaina kea shaumaina ta. Owa ina karahia wahushatia wahina tia matea. Ina ktarahia ka ina te ishai wakua. Wa ino kuhu maa na ki isha krahita ia. Ewa ina kima nohota ki ashai waku umaknahita. Sata arahia sokorohu maki chaitea wahuna. Sheshewa tina maka tarahia shewe tina tea wahua. Ehi na kia wahua. Ne kia wa tena huwa isha wata ma tip ne kia wa. Isha witana tas ma dati isha tawarahia takea sakina te. Shamata ino kruhuta eta ina kia sa isha wea wakumatia wahuna. E mea no kuhu shakita. E wahuna te ama sikina tia wa. Shashawa takna ki. Shashawa takna ki ta. E na krahia se e shakoe ana te miti kai e usu e shati. Shawa takna rahia mehe no kuhu e chia sa. E na kahua e saimati ana te kia wahuna ka. Sokorohuta e shaki o wahu makahe na kia soto e o wahu na kia shate e wakina. Shamatak na kito e, she e na te ima tek na kicha, e wahu na ke, te unaka, te unaka. Thank you. So to share with you a little bit of what I was seeing through the transmission. There is a changing of the guard as it is with the chapters of light around us. And there has been going through, and it kind of just made me a little bit spacey, so bear with me as I come back into my body here. There's been a little bit of a changing of the guard, chapter changes, and that is actually in regard to light workers that have been assisting the planet recalibration for some time. And I'm just going to go back to indigos. There were some prior too, but I'm going to start just there with the indigos and sort of these warriors of light. And as we come through, there are many different, and I don't really have time to get into it right now, but there are different levels of light that have incarnated on the planet to date. And we are moving through, like looking at a rainbow spectrum of this frequency evolution. And these newcomers and way showers they do not have the experiences, not only past life experiences, soul experiences, that many of us had up until this time. And so they don't come in holding on to the pain and the trauma and the drama and the chaos and the understanding of it that we have. And so in a way, we're passing the torch on and allowing them to take it on fully. But in order to do that, we need to allow ourselves into that calibration so that we can fully function with our light on so that they have a full understanding of the frequency that they're meant to emanate from. It's very supportive and it's cyclical. And yes, whether they get our light or not, they're trucking along. They're going to do it. They're going to unlock, open, and reorganize the energies as we've known it. And it's going to be bright and beautiful. And there is no stopping it. It is going to happen. So rest peacefully knowing that this will happen. And choose to release any chaos and fear that you may have in this perspective of change. And allow yourself the rebirth so that you can implement, enjoy, and partake in this beautiful place that we are creating and this new earth, and bring her into being with your light, with your love, and knowing that this is the roller coaster ride you signed up for and were gifted with. It is not happening to you. It is happening for you. And you are happening for us as we are happening for you. I wish you a beautiful December 4th. And again, if you can connect to those ley lines, whether physically or just intentionally, I highly recommend it, and I look forward to feeling your energy there. And it doesn't matter what ley line or what energy line that you pick, just shine your light. And from this moment on, expect that your light will be much shinier, much brighter, and much stronger in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. And you are stepping into your full you. I am in such gratitude for being with you on this beautiful quantum adventure. And we can do it all over again, alternating Thursdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time. If you would like to reach out to me to work privately on finding your way of connected living, whether you're healing mentally, physically, emotionally, or you are just curious about what your path holds, you can connect to me on newsforthesoul.com. You can go in and find my face at Brenda Davis Math with Connected Living and go from there, and I would look forward to seeing you in the future. There is some beautiful energy and opportunity coming up, so use it to your advantage and what you're meant to be in it for. So I wish you a beautiful alternating week, and I will see you back here soon. Bye for now. Yeah.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.